Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossie, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a grain market short covering in the grains and risk on in the livestock market.
No, that pretty much capsulizes the day. The grains were led by wheat, dryness in the southwestern areas of Russia, along with some concern about the European wheat crop, got funds to buy. We went up against the 100-day moving average and then backed off a little bit. But it's all about weather now. Will we get rain in the Western Plains? And was there any frost damage in the Midwest also being discussed? At least at this point, we don't think it's a lot, but it was an underpinning of the market today.
Yeah, typically that winter wheat, you got to kill that about 9 times before something happens. And we got one out of the way now.
It is a grass, and it is going to die a couple other times before harvest. Unfortunately, but it's the way it kind of goes. But, I think for the moment, it's the Russian market in particular. We were a dollar higher on the FOB prices out of Novolinsk today, and I think that's what everybody's watching. And, we'll see how Mother Nature treats the Russian crop. But it's been a long time since they've had a weather problem.
Yeah, saw the exports pick up for corn a little bit. Wheat market and beans kind of okay.
Yeah, no, 63 million bushels is a good corn total. We are competitive in the world market. Argentinian corn is still 70 cents over compared to we at the Gulf at 53. So unusually, the Argentinians are not being aggressive yet in offering corn. I relate that back to, of course, the corn stunt disease, which is down there. People are trying to better understand where that is. And the harvest has been delayed by too much rain. So let's see if the U.S. export competitiveness can continue.
Yeah. So the livestock markets jump higher here today.
Yeah, no, cash cattle looks like will be probably firmer this week, up $2 to $3. That got the market running. We had the cattle on feed report last week, which was positive. We expect another report that'll be uplifting during the month of May. So in a general sense, the trends are higher, but you worry a little bit about beef demand in here. As we get beyond the Mother Day holiday, which is only a couple weeks away, we start to see a sliding of demand. And that may be enough to keep the June contract from rallying too much above $1.80.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about here?
Really, I think that's about it. I think we are entering a weather time frame where everybody's going to be watching weather very carefully. And, of course, we need to get seed in the ground in the Midwest. And so those are the factors that will be predominantly driving grain direction as we look for the next 30 days.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossie.